All right, you knew it was coming. Will there be animals or pets in heaven?
Oh, wow. You're not going to believe this, but I am just finishing up a book that's a theology of animals. And in it, I have developed what I think is a clear and emphatic biblical reality, which we should all know, but we don't. Isaiah 11 and Isaiah 65 and some other passages, they're talking about the animals, the lamb and the lion and the goat and the wolf and the, you know, all these creatures will lie down together and experience perfect peace and harmony. I do not think those are figures of speech. You look in Isaiah and it's telling about people will live in this world without sin and without sickness and without all this kind of stuff. Then he talks about the animal kingdom. The animal kingdom fell under us. It fell on our coattails. And I believe Romans 8 and other passages, but especially Romans 8, is telling us that it will rise on our coattails because it explicitly says the whole creation groans with a longing for deliverance that will come with the resurrection of God's children. And he makes a big point out of not just we, but the whole creation is groaning. Well, very literally, who groans in pain besides human beings? Just animals. And animals are the second most important of God's creations. And I absolutely believe that the new earth, of course, it will have animals. Earth has animals. I mean, it's just amazing that people can believe there's going to be plants and gardens and there's going to be rivers and there's going to be all these other earthly things and people, but there won't be animals? That makes no sense, especially since you've got those passages that explicitly say there will be. Then the question, well, if there are going to be those animals, which there are, that's emphatically true biblically, then the question is, could it, some of those animals be our pets that we came to know and love in this life and that God placed in our lives to actually have a ministry in our lives? Since Nancy went home to be with Jesus, there's nobody who loves dogs more than my wife, okay? But I'm telling you, the little dog that we picked out together just 6 months before Nancy died, the fourth dog we'd had over the years, that dog has been used of God to have a ministry in my life. And there are times where that I'm in the presence of Jesus through something that that dog does. They are part of his creation. He speaks through them. The whole creation declares his glory. Romans says God reveals his attributes in all that he has created, including animals. And bottom line, I am certain that there will be animals on the new earth, and that is the eternal heaven. So I'm certain about animals in heaven. And I think it highly likely, wouldn't it be just like God, who could just so easily create out of nothing or recreate out of nothing or resurrect or whatever term you want to use and bring back an animal that meant so much to this person as a child? Wouldn't that be just like him to do that? I think it would.
What about cats? Let's not go there.
I think cats are great. God had a great idea when he created them. He did.